Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Adequate notice of this meeting is required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 9, 2016, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and Asbury Park Press. Since this is a special meeting, I'd like to advise you that we are limited to discussing the language of the referendum question. That is the only thing we can discuss this evening. By law. Would you please call the roll?
Ms. Bona?
Here.
Mr. Hamilton?
Here.
Ms. Lapodi?
Here.
Ms. Malkin?
Here.
Mr. Tipton?
Here.
Mr. Trammell?
Here.
Mayor Allentown?
Here. Would somebody like to introduce Resolution 17-29 for discussion? Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. And apparently there's a people are having a hard time hearing us, and I know that the people who are trying to transcribe the tapes are having a difficult time with the tapes. So if all of you could lean into your microphones when we're speaking, that would be appreciated. Somebody want to move Resolution 17-29?
I move Resolution 17-29.
Do we have a second?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Discussion at the table. Mike?
For the purposes of discussion, I pulled New Jersey statutes, specifically NJSA 40:49-10, which is the statute that governs the wording, and it's very specific of a referendum question, and that should be attached to the draft resolution that I put in. And basically, it's very particular and very discreet. It doesn't allow, from what I can see, for much variation, much in the way of interpretation. And it basically says, within quotes, to vote upon the public question printed below in favor thereof, mark a cross or plus in the square at the left of the word yes, and if opposed thereto, mark a cross or plus in the square at the left of the word no. And the wording is as specified in the ordinance, in quotes, shall an ordinance of the fill-in-the-blank, the name of the governing body, of the blank of blank, name of municipality, entitled blank, and date of passage be ratified. Close quote. Yes or no. As far as I can see in this statute, it doesn't allow for a lot of leeway, for any other interpretive statements, for any kind of changes in wording. It's very specific, and I don't see... I think that what I tried to do is draft a resolution that adheres to a strict construction of the law, because I'm a firm believer in construing the law as it's written and not trying to vary in any way, add anything other than what the law says should be there. And so I'm just putting that up for discussion for the council. It does create a little confusion because in front of you have two resolutions, 1729s. But I'm hoping we can discuss actually both resolutions and just see what the council thinks about it and have a good discussion of it.
Mayor, if I could perhaps provide some legal guidance on the issue for the council. Councilman Hamilton is correct. That's what the statute says, and the question in both resolutions is framed that way. There is a great deal of case law on the issue of special elections and referenda, which make it clear that it is traditional to have an interpretive statement that goes with a public question. And what that case law says essentially is that the interpretive question is to be neutral in its content. It can't advocate for or against the question. It can merely explain what the question is about and what the ramifications of a yes or no vote are. So typically you'll see that, and we most often see them, I guess, on state issues in November when there are public questions that are up. Sometimes the interpretive statements are quite long that you get on your sample ballot, and you see them on the ballot. So the law does permit interpretive statements, doesn't require interpretive statements. That's up to you as a matter of policy how you want to present the question, but certainly you can include an interpretive statement. I've looked at the interpretive statement that's proposed in the one form of resolution 17-29. It certainly is neutral. It's sort of a plain vanilla, about as simple as you can get in terms of an interpretive statement. So it's certainly appropriate if you want to use one to use excuse me to use that line.
I will point out, Mike, that if you remove the carriage returns, the language that I have is precisely the language of the statute. The statute also says it shall be substantially similar to, and interpretive statements are generally not only acceptable but encouraged. I don't really care about the interpretive statement. If people can't figure out what yes and no is, that's not a problem. The second, as far as checking the box, when that statute was written, we didn't have electronic voting machines. And so you will find that the questions are submitted to the county in this fashion, and then they rearrange them on the ballot. And you can actually see that if you would pass this down to Mr. Hamilton.
Sure.
Maybe I need longer arms as well.
Okay, I just note one thing that's different in the interpretive statement, which I would suggest be deleted.
Okay.
The ordinance says relates to the construction of a four-bay municipal. The bond ordinance, the phrasing of the question doesn't say anything about four-bay.
Exactly.
It says if we said construction of a municipal emergency services building.
Okay. My only point would be it's the interpretive statement telling people what we are, what you're voting on. You're not voting on a two-bay. You're voting on a three-bay. You're essentially voting.
Well, we're voting on a bond. We're voting on a bond, which will be used to build an emergency services building. If
as I said, I don't care about the interpretation.
I understand. Okay, but I'd like to explain. Okay. I'm trying to explain that I think that the intent here is that we have a bond that allows us to gives us funds that we can then decide what we want to do in terms of construction. But not rather than binding us to this four-bay, or for some reason. You know, the council should decide it doesn't want to do 4-bay, can't do anything. Or it's obligated to do 4-bay by virtue of this. I don't think that's the case. The ordinance just says it's funds are available for construction of an emergency services building. That's the intent of it.
Actually, we just had a vote, 268-68, on precisely that issue. So are you suggesting that the council is now going to build something different if the bond is approved?
I'm suggesting that as possibility, you know, Public Safety Committee is having discussions with the various discussions, and the possibility we may find more information that may be relevant to further discussion as to what we want to do. Okay. And that this may be the current plan, maybe to do that, but just by virtue of having the bond ordinance doesn't mean that we're thereby locked into that. That's the only thing we can do. And that, my major point is that. The bond ordinance itself doesn't say 4-bay, and the interpretive statement should say what the ordinance says, not add to what the ordinance, what the language of the actual proposition says.
Okay. I will, two things. One is, as I said, I don't care. Second, you are legally and factually incorrect. And I would lead you to option one and option two, the referendum, which was voted, and you will see that there are fairly long and substantial interpretive statements. You will find them on the state bond issues. You'll find them on municipal. You'll find them on county. Every one of them has a rather involved, actually my whole purpose here was to keep it as short as possible, but they all have rather involved interpretive statements, all of which are acceptable in court. But that having been said, again, I don't care. As far as, and obviously we're going to ask the rest of the council if they care. The other thing I would point out, just so that we are clear, if you look at the public question and you simply remove the returns, you have exactly the language that is in Mr. Hamilton's proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am?
Actually, you don't, and this is a question. In Mr. Hamilton's resolution, it says passed on December 7th, 2016, and in the one which I introduced, it says that it was adopted on December 27th, 2016. So I would just ask that we figure out which is the correct legally to be put in here.
The second reading was December 27th, correct?
I think so.
The finally adopted on December 27th,
yep.
That would be the correct reading.
That's
correct.
The second bond you did.
That was $150,000.
Yeah, that's right. That was the $150,000.
Is that the water, sewer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, let's just double check.
Yeah.
The date is what the date is.
Final adoption of Ordinance 20, that's what we need to know.
Okay, while we're thinking about that, can I say on your resolution, it has this public question.
Who is your?
Which resolution are you referring to?
I'm sorry, on Jeff's public.
On the
original resolution.
One that was introduced?
Yeah. Okay. Does public question have to be on there? It is a referendum, it's not a public question. So that whole sentence should be struck, I believe?
No.
Statute says to vote upon the public question printed below in favor. It says right there in the second draft. The word public question is there.
Well, the public question is the shall the ordinance of the borough of Roosevelt. But on Jeff's here, it says public question shall the order finally adopted on?
December.
We're checking
blank.
On the date.
Okay, but should the word finally be in there?
Yes.
Yes. That means. Finally adopted means
finally adopted.
It means
second
reading, public
and
hearing.
Adopted.
And, yeah.
Okay, not any superlative that finally we adopted this or anything like that.
No, that's a legal term. Finally adopted is a legal term.
Okay.
Ms. Parrott, please. We're in the middle of the meeting. Thank you.
Are you having public comment before you vote or after?
No, after. So, given that I don't care, does anybody else care about the interpretive statement?
If you don't care about it, if you just struck 4B out of there, would you mind that?
December 7th. Okay. So, the second reading was on Pearl Harbor Day. Not that that's appropriate.
So, Ms. Councilman Hamilton was correct. It is the 7th?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, I will amend what I introduced.
To December 7th?
To December 7th.
And there is a proposal to remove the words 4B.
4B.
Mm-hmm.
I propose that.
Would you like to propose?
I move that
change.
Okay. I'll second.
Well, I think we're in the middle of a motion, so I think
okay.
We have to change.
Well, I mean, I can wait on my motion, but I think we should vote on the removal of 4B. I think December 7th is more of an editorial change.
Mm-hmm.
And may
yeah.
be perhaps accepted by assent of the group, since that's the correct date.
Okay. So I'm going to ask for a roll call on the motion to remove the words 4B
was
of
that
a
seconded?
Municipal emergency service.
I seconded Michael's.
I'll make the motion to remove 4B just for its
and could you include
or
that?
Michael did already.
Yeah.
Can you include in that the changing to the 7th? Just so all the eyes
seven,
are out
yes.
of the
sure, just so we have a record of making
sure.
that change.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes December 7th, 2016.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The motion is, well, we have a motion
yeah.
from Jill to change to the 7th and a second, so let's just vote on that. Yeah.
What are we voting on, just for clarity?
Just for clarity, we're voting on changing December 27th to December 7th.
And then 4B?
So we can get rid of that motion, and then we'll do another
motion. Get rid of that motion. Editing.
And changing and striking 4B?
No. That's your second motion.
That's my second motion.
Right, go ahead.
Okay, so can I have a vote on the motion by Councilwoman Lapote to change the date of December 27th to December 7th in the first sentence and paragraph under public question?
Ms. Fauna?
Aye.
Hamilton?
What just happened?
No, our roll call is wrong, so we're just going back to it.
Oh, okay. Aye.
Ms. Lapote?
Aye.
Ms. Malkin?
Aye.
Mr. Tickton?
Aye.
Mr. Trammell?
Aye.
Now, can we now have a roll call on the motion introduced by Councilman Hamilton remove?
It was.
I'm sorry. By Mr. Tickton, seconded by Mr. Hamilton, to remove
Mr.
the words.
Mr. Trammell, actually.
Yeah, I did. Yes, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Trammell seconded.
Yes,
okay.
I did.
To remove. Mike, did you have another motion out there? I'm losing track here.
I don't think so. We were still in discussion on this.
Okay. So to remove the words for Bay.
Abstain.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes is to remove. Correct?
Yes to remove.
Yes.
Ms. Lapote?
No.
Ms. Malkin?
Yes.
Mr. Tickton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Passes. So, Resolution 17-29 has been introduced. Changes have been approved.
And the
are we complete?
Are we still in discussion?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Just for the public record, can we be specific? Because I do have a draft resolution on the table, and they're both labeled the same. Which
we're
one we're voting on? We're voting
17.
On the one that was originally on the agenda.
Well, we're voting on the one that has the interpretive statement.
Right,
which
okay.
is 17-29 originally introduced.
Yeah, I just thought it was important to put that in the public
record.
Okay. And if I may, just detailed stuff here. The statute that talks about, 40-49-10, title of the ordinance and date of passage be ratified. So on yours, Mayor, that date of passage is in the first sentence as opposed to the last sentence.
Okay. Let's start with the fact that the statute uses the word substantially similar. So, or substantially in the form of.
Right.
So it does not have to be
just a detail. That's,
let me look at the statute. I have the statute here.
I have a copy if you need.
It should be attached to my draft resolution. Yeah.
Right after the word no, it says end date of passage be ratified.
It says in substantially.
Yeah, I know. It's a detail. Right, so.
I'll put it with a map. As long as the date is in there.
And it's the right date.
Right.
And it's to correct it.
This is the wrong statute. This is 49-27. Okay. Thank you. So,
I know it's just a detail, and if that's okay, that's okay.
Right. Like legally and technically, it's okay.
All right. Thank you, Council.
I agree. Yep.
So we have, we voted on 1729. We voted on two changes. So are we now done?
No, we haven't
no,
voted
we haven't
on this.
We haven't voted on 1729 as amended?
Move the resolution
okay.
As,
right.
as amended.
Okay, so do I have a motion on 17-29 as amended?
Yes, I made the motion, and then it got amended, so I made
the motion's
motion.
On the table already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be.
Okay, did we have a second?
Yes, I seconded it.
Okay, can we have a roll call, please?
Okay. Ms. Bona?
Aye.
Mr. Hamilton?
No.
Ms. Lapode?
Yes.
Ms. Malkin?
No.
Mr. Tipton?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
No.
It's 3-3. Okay. I vote aye. Do I have a... Okay, so now we go to... Finding amidst all these papers that I've been moving around. Public comment. Anybody in the public have any comments or questions? Please introduce yourself by name and address.
Maureen Parrott, 2 Tamara Drive. In my legal experience, when a statute has quotes around language, you're required to follow the language of it. And it's the question of not optional language. And I'd like to know. I'm asking the chair specifically the citations. I read all of the cases under the statute. I'd like to know what the case law is that supports changing the statute.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public have any questions or comments? Sorry.
Steve Yeager, 3 Lake Drive. I don't know how relevant this is. But correct me if I'm wrong. When it comes to language, I'm kind of tired of us going back and forth with resolutions, and we're spending a ton of money. I don't know if it's appropriate to say it at this time, but I really do believe that we should have in the language, which I don't think I've seen or heard, correct me if I'm wrong, if once and for all to end this issue by putting in a do we want to even have an emergency response building? I've already made my position clear. But I'd like this over with, okay, and I'd like it put into language as a final vote, yes or no, do we want it? And then we will know once and for all. Let me explain that the emergency response cannot exist without the public. If the public doesn't want it, then we don't exist. Not up to people who respond. It's the people who we support. I've read some things that I may never forgive, and I have to control my temper. Some of the things that have been said about us, we don't have an agenda. We will not exist if the public does not want us to exist. Personally, I want to see that on the ballot. If Rosewood is to cease, if their emergency response is to cease to exist, or if we can't house what we have, we will cease to exist. We can make all the stories we want, but I personally would like to see that in one final referendum so that there's no nonsense that we didn't get this, we didn't get that. Make the vote clear. I know you're saying conjecture. I'm just saying we can make our cases later. I want to see the truth. I want to see the public say it once and for all. Yet, we can't tell them to we need to house the engines. We can't tell them we need to house the ambulance. We need to know, yes or no, do you want us to do it or not? Because if they say no, it's no.